producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Emily, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm going to help you, Cookie.
Well, my husband has developed a friendship with another woman. He's 63. I'm 57. We've been married for 9 years. We've had some challenges in the last couple of years, including he had prostate cancer, several suicides in our life, and I think we kind of grew apart a little bit. Although I've always thought we had a good marriage. He's now met someone who he says is just a friend, but they text a lot, they talk a lot, and it makes me very nervous. And my question to you is, what do you do about something like that?
Okay. Let me give you two, which may seem contradictory perspectives, but I don't think they are. The thing that I would focus on the most, have you met this woman?
Yes, and we're friendly too. But
good. Good
me,
for you.
It's just, and I've talked to him about it, and he says we're friends. That's all. Trust me.
And I assume you do. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I don't think you'd have an affair, but
great.
I don't know.
Okay. Here's the deal. That, and I would explain this to him, because you don't want to set up a situation where your suspicions are flattering to him.
Yes.
I mean, as you know, prostate cancer is really not only physically, but psychologically is really troublesome for men. In a way,
we didn't have any sex for about 8 months.
Okay, so you already got it. Are you having sex now?
Yes.
Okay. So he texts this woman. Where did he meet her?
Well, he's a contractor, and he's working in her building, and is going to be been working there for about 8-9 months, going to be working there for another 8 or 9 months, and so they see each other at work, basically.
When's the last time you and your husband had a date?
We go out every Friday night to dinner, so we're, you know, by ourselves, so it's not like, well,
okay,
yeah, I guess.
But it sounds, even from your description, that it's a little predictable, a little dull.
Yeah. Well, Saturday night we went out to dinner with friends, so but that wasn't really a date.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah.
There are two ways of looking at this. One is you could be threatened out of your mind. The problem about that is it gets you absolutely no place, makes you look petty, and then we'll make him sneaky.
And
it's flattering.
Right now. Yeah.
So we don't want to do that. That's no, take that off the table. All right, the other is to go back to the original statement, which is we've gone through a lot. We've gotten a little bit apart from each other. She is your wake-up call.
Yes.
So making her the bad guy or prohibiting her gets you no place. But if you can sort of view this as saying to him, do you know what? What I realized is I was really jealous of the time and the intimacy, the emotional intimacy that you have with her. I want to be that woman. I want to be the one that you text during the day. I want to be the one that you share things with. And I'm not saying that you're not allowed to have her, because you are. But all I can tell you is if I had the same relationship with a man that you have with her, you probably would be a little bent out of shape as well. Not because of sex, because we treat each other, we trust each other. But I want us to have that fun, the excitement, the newness. So here's what I propose. Having nothing to do with her, I propose that one night a week you plan something really fun for us to do. And one night a week I will plan something really fun for us to do. We can still have our Friday night dinner. But and because you're a really smart woman, Emily, what you're going to do is figure out something that he would really like to do, even a little bit more than you do. I don't want to turn you into St. Emily the Martyr, so if you hate ballet, I don't want you going to ballet with him. But find something that you can tolerate pretty well that might be fun. And it can be something brand new. It can be something that you've never done before. But if you're going to take a course together, make it something that he's probably going to be better at than you are. And I'm not talking about old-fashioned, you know, make him feeling important. I'm saying what we're trying to do is revive the emotional intimacy that it sounds like the two of you may have lost and she may represent. And I think it's perfectly okay to say, I'm jealous of the fact that the two of you seem to be better friends than you and I are right now. And I'm not saying, I think she's lovely, and I think the three of us should do things together, but I want us to have more fun together. So here's, and see what he says.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
because you can see, go ahead. What did you say last night?
Last night I talked to him and I just said, you know, because I was able to look at his texts and he had a lot of texts in there. I just said, you know, that's kind of out of line. And he got very defensive.
No. So you're going to go back to him. Perfect. You can go back to him today and said, you know, I thought about this. I'm not your mom. I don't want to read your text. What I want to do is be the woman that you text. Yeah. I want to be the one. I want to. And think about how that's going to feel to him, as opposed to, I read your text. You shouldn't do this. You're out of line, which is you're the mom telling him he's a naughty little boy.
Exactly.
Won't work.
That's what
happens, but you saying, I want to be that woman. I want to be the one that you text. I want to be the one that. So, and because that's incredibly flattering and sobering to him, which is, she still loves me. I'm still her sweet babu.
Yeah. Okay, I will try that. It sounds good. I am very threatened. I'm very scared.
I know you are, but and it's okay. I wouldn't say threatened or scared. I would say I'm jealous. Because jealous is a really, I mean, wow, somebody else is paying attention to you. You can, although I would keep it as kind of the second line of defense if he doesn't get it, of saying, well, I can't believe you'd feel that way about her, saying, look, if I had the same relationship with a guy that you have with her, would you feel comfortable about it? Wouldn't you miss the fact that, you know, I'd love to be texted by you. I would love to have you looking forward to it. I want to be, so let's be that person in each other's life.
Yeah. 63, is that an age where they start looking at their future and just being scared, or is it the prostate cancer thing, or?
It's probably a combination.
Yeah.
You know, plus, look, all of us are susceptible. When we let, my metaphor is a poinsettia, you know, that you take this big expensive plant and it's all wrapped in foil and it's got a big satin ribbon. And it's gorgeous and expensive. And you put it in the window and you don't water it, you don't prune it, you don't do anything. That little sucker will die. And we treat marriages that way to a certain extent.
Yeah.
You know, we get involved in the day-to-dayness, and you guys have had some sobering events. I mean, suicides and cancer, and he's still working, and he's probably looking at retirement, and you know, eyeball to eyeball, you know, the stink eye on it, and that's kind of scary. Prostate cancer is really scary for guys.
Yeah, it, when I talked to him last night, it just felt like he didn't care what I thought. You know, she's my
friend. But that's why you, because you went in with the wrong carry.
Yeah.
You went in with the wrong emotion.
Good.
You rode into battle saying, you're out of line. You're now going to ride back into battle saying, I'm jealous. I want that. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
One, he had to defend himself, and who was she to tell me? And him probably feeling a little bit. You know, we don't usually take umbrage at things that have nothing to do with us. And so saying,
well,
he knows
exactly
it's a little out of line.
Well, that's exactly how he sounded, too, is he sounded defensive and upset by me. You know.
But who did that? That would be you.
Yeah.
Now, he contributed to it. He owns the button, but you pressed it. So you're going to go and you're going to press another button, which is, I'm really jealous. I want to have that relationship. I want us to have that fun. Here's what I propose.
Yeah.
You pick one night. I pick one night. Okay?
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Wonderful.
Give it your best shot. Yeah, it should
be.
It should feel fun. And sort of, I would actually have something planned for this very week. You know, my treat, we're going to do this. Do you work outside the home?
I work for him, so we work together, but I'm in the office. But yes, so I do work outside the home, more or less.
Okay. You have your own income.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's one of the possibilities of, you know, having work, whatever you do for him, let him hire somebody else to do that, and you go work for somebody else.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that at this juncture because it'll feel punitive to him. You guys have some other work to do.
So what are the danger signs that is veering off into something more than just...
Don't worry about it at this moment. Don't worry about it. I mean, because, you know, if I say, well, his left eyebrow twitches, I mean, don't do that. That isn't what you want to do. You trust him. This feels scary because you feel like he's slipping away, not sexually.
Right.
But, and so what you're going to do is, instead of saying she's the bad guy, you're a bad guy, you're going to say, I'm jealous, I'm going to make us, I want you to work on this. Now, if he says, I'm not interested in doing that, then you've got another problem. But don't assume that going in.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, because you're going to present, and you're going to have something so fun to do this week, and you're going to hang in a little bit. Okay? And then you can call me back if you need me.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Some genuinely good movies opening this week. Steve Jobs being number one, should be. Michael Fassbender, Kate Winslet, looking. Obviously, it's Steve Jobs, written by Aaron Sorkin and directed by Danny Boyle. I think it's going to be an Oscar contender, and it's terrific. It looks at three product launches, ending in 1998. And I thought it was a really good movie, independent of the fact that Steve Jobs is probably one of the defining minds of the 20th and 21st century. Paranormal Activity, they did not screen. You're on your own about that. Jim and the Holograms for kids. The Rock the Casbah, Bill Murray, Zooey Deschanel, Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is terrific in it. Bill Murray plays his usual Bill Murray thing. My problem with it is that it's set in Afghanistan, and a woman who's going to be on the Afghan equivalent of American Idol. Women get killed for doing that kind of thing, and I think treating it as a joke was a little insensitive. Not my favorite. A Suffragette should have been much better than it was. An important movie that focuses on the wrong women. Carey Mulligan plays a laundress, and you're just not very interested in her. The other characters are much more interesting, including Helena Bonham Carter and Meryl Streep. So, I really wanted to like this much better. The crawl at the end is fascinating. I Smile Back, Sarah Silverman, not one of my favorite actors. Josh Charles, I think, is wonderful. This is an unpleasant woman who is adulterous, a drug addict, depressed, not at all fun as far as I'm concerned. Burnt, you get to see Bradley Cooper's buns, both literally and figuratively, with Daniel Brühl, who I think is wonderful. He plays a cook who had it all and lost it, and makes you understand this is actually not a bad companion piece for Steve Jobs. Of brilliant people are not necessarily nice playmates. Nasty Baby, I think, is completely missable. The name that you'll recognize most likely is Kristen Wiig. The idea of two gay guys wanting to have a baby, I thought it was unpleasant and unfortunate. Different is a story of a 14-year-old girl who shot her would-be husband as he and others were practicing abduction into marriage. This one came out, actually, I saw it at the film festival, I think, 6 months ago. It's interesting, a little upsetting, and the lawyers around. Jason and Shirley is a documentary, it's a reenactment of a documentary about a filmmaker who put Jason on, who was a gay transvestite, a crossdresser, really, as a documentary. This is an upsetting movie, as far as I'm concerned, about the, it's kind of a pseudo-documentary of the extent that people go to get something on camera, and I felt it upsetting. The Looking Glass is kind of an interesting movie that doesn't work out terribly well. The Experimenter is wonderful. Peter Sarsgaard plays Milligram, who is the psychologist. Psychologists are not getting great press in movies these days, who did the one about finding out how much harm somebody would inflict on somebody else. Remember the electric shock? And this shows the movie. Top Spin is actually a charming little movie about ping pong, about the world of professional ping pong. And one of the reasons I really liked it was because it looks at something that in theory all of us have done, right? And when they're talking about the shot put, what do I know about shot puts? Or, I mean, high jump. Broad jump I know, but not high jump. So, and this is watching these kids and how they train and who they are. And I just thought it was a charming little movie. You may have a hard time finding it, but Top Spin is worth seeing. As I said, I think the number one movie, as far as I'm concerned for the week, the one that I would recommend, my choice, is Steve Jobs. I thought it's witty, it's well written. Michael Fassbender is terrific. Michael Fassbender also plays in a new version of Macbeth that comes out around Christmas time that is pared down to 2 hours and is wonderful, with Marion Cotillard playing Lady Macbeth. So he's really a star on the rise. As I said, Paranormal, you're on your own for that. The Last Witch Hunter, which I didn't mention, is Vin Diesel and Elijah Wood. The Last Witch Hunter is all that stands between humanity and the combined forces of the most horrifying witches in history. Good luck, usual kind of Halloween kind of nonsense. As I said, Rock the Casbah. I mean, I was kind of looking forward to it because I think Bill Murray is really a phenomenon. But I don't know that this is going to do any good. And as I said, I think the setting of it is really troublesome, that sort of treating lightly or as a prop the status of women in Afghanistan or in any of the countries that are fundamentalist like that is really scary, which is a good companion piece to Suffragette. And make sure that that you watch the crawl at the end about when various countries enacted laws to allow women the vote. We're not even talking about equal pay here. We're just talking about the vote. It's an interesting time about what women's rights are. As I said, my problem about the movie, because I was really disappointed in it and was really looking forward to it, there's a wealthy woman who tries to bail women out of jail, and her husband won't let her, and she says, it's my money, and he said, I'm your husband, I have control over it. Control over the children, control over the workspace, control over money, control over reproduction, everything. And it's not that long ago. 1900. So, as I said, I smile back. You have to like Sarah Silverman a lot better than I do to like that movie. Burnt. This is a movie that, to a certain extent, I'm not sure. I mean, Bradley Cooper is charming. Sienna Miller, he's reunited with as American Sniper. Daniel Brühl, as I said, is terrific. It just, we've seen some of the stories before. When I reviewed it, I said that the movie was kind of like the food that they showed on camera, which is too precious, not very fulfilling, and smaller than you would have liked it, and you've seen it before. As I said, Nasty Baby, I think, is completely missable. Diffret is worth seeing. It's just going to be, it's one of those movies, which is not a documentary. It's based on fact, but it's not a documentary. And Angelina Jolie is its executive producer, so it's getting a lot of press. But you really wanted, I think, more here, that the kid who plays the lead character was 13 years old and apparently did everything on the first take. So a variety of movies for this weekend. I would say that unquestionably that Steve Jobs will be the number one movie, but I think it opened a lot of places last week and is expanding this week. It's certainly the movie that I would recommend the most. Paranormal Activity, believe it or not, or the kind of silly Witch Hunter may give it a run for its money just because of the time of year. But go to see Steve Jobs. You'll get a kick out of it. And I think it will be around at Oscar time. More details at drjoy.com. And we've got coming up Jenny Vidbell, who is the animal trainer for the entire Big Apple Circus, which is starting its annual trek this week. And if you ever were curious about how to train your dog or your house pet, if it happens to be an elephant, listen up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we broaden our focus a bit from the backyard and our own family and our own situation to things that affect more people. And this is kind of a special thing for me to do today. I've been a fan of the Big Apple Circus for years. I one year got to be the ringmaster, so I feel particularly associated with them. They've been around, they started, I think, in 1977, and they travel all over the world, all over the country, One Ring Circus. And today, the circus is coming to New York. It always comes around my birthday, so it's the end of the month. Jenny Vidbel is an animal trainer for the Big Apple Circus. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me, first of all, how did you become an animal trainer for the Big Apple Circus? How did that come about?
Well, I'm a third-generation animal trainer in the circus. My grandparents did it, my parents, and now me. And I was traveling the country with different shows, and Guillaume Dufrenois, the artistic director for Big Apple Circus, found me. and he asked if I'd like to come, and it was a dream of mine, you know, growing up in the circus, that everybody's little girl's dream is to join the Big Apple Circus. It's the cream of the crop of the United States. And
why that? So why is the Big Apple, because there are other circuses, there's Barnum and Bailey, and there are some other ones, but why is the Big Apple considered the creme de la creme?
Because it's a one-ring circus under a tent, and it focuses on quality. There's lots of big circuses with big production in the United States, but the Big Apple Circus focuses on quality rather than quantity. So everyone in the business knows that when you go to Big Apple, you have to be excellent. You have to be at the top of your game, because that's what they hire, is just the best of the best.
Wow. Well, no wonder I love it so much. And it is a one-ring circus, which I really prefer, because you get to focus as opposed to a three-ring circus, which is literally a three-ring circus. All right.
Exactly.
So you said your grandparents started doing this. Where did your grandparents start doing their animal training?
So my grandfather ran away from home and joined Ringling Brothers when he was about 14 years old. during the Depression, and he had not a lot of great opportunities in life, and he loved the circus and he loved animals, and so he ran away. Ringling Brothers sent him back because he was too young, and he kept running away until finally both parents and Ringling Brothers said, "All right, he can stay." And he did, and he started shoveling behind the elephants, and grew to love the elephants very much, and he stuck with that. He had an amazing relationship with elephants his entire life, and he met my grandmother on the Ringling Show. She went to ride horses and became a showgirl and an equestrian, and they fell in love.
Wow. So how do you train an elephant? How do you train something that's that big, apparently very intelligent? How do you train an elephant?
All animal training is done with positive reinforcement, and it has to be done, they have to like what they're doing and be interested in what they're doing. And elephants in particular, they're so intelligent that you really have to keep their brain occupied. So the key to a good elephant trainer is keeping things, you have to keep changing things. They're so intelligent, they want to please, and they want to protect. So you need to keep them stimulated with interesting tricks, not difficult tricks, just interesting tricks. And to always maintain a connection between trainer and elephant. My grandfather was brilliant at that.
So when you say connection, are we talking eye contact, or are we talking something more than that?
Oh, the whole picture, mental, you know, like they're a part of your family. You know, the elephants are unlike any other animal I've ever been around. I was very small growing up around the elephants, and they were my babysitters. They protected me, and we had to be, my sister and I had to be very careful not to seem like we were in trouble, because they would run from wherever they were and make a circle around us. We had three. And that's what they do in the wild for their babies, and that's what they did for us. So we were told very firmly to not yell too loud, very calm. But we did play around the elephants all day, and they kept us very close. And in fact, the leader of our elephant herd did not like us playing too closely to the other elephants. So when we got too close to them, she would take her trunk and wrap it around us and just very gently pull us back over to her side of the barn. So
elephants have sibling rivalry as well, huh? There we go. It's good to know. Yeah. I can just imagine, you know, your first boyfriend coming to meet not only your father, but the elephant. gives new meaning to the word meet the parents. Wow. All right. So elephant, do all animal trainers have a specialty where they only deal with one animal at the Big Apple Circus, or do you deal with other animals as well?
So I'm the only trainer at the Big Apple Circus, and all the animals belong to me. And I like to think that I took after my grandfather in having a knack for several different kinds of animals. You know, it is like being a psychologist. You really have to understand the animal, where they're coming from, and what they are in nature and in the wild. And that's what I'm talking about with the connection and communication. It's really a deep understanding of who this animal is. And it doesn't even go from species to species. It goes from animal to animal. You know, I rescue, most of my dogs came from rescues, and it depends on what their life was before they came to me. That's what determines my training technique and what's going to happen here, whether it's going to take a couple of months or a couple of years, depending on what kind of life they've had before me.
Okay, I do want to focus on rescue animals in a moment, but before we go, before we leave the menagerie, are you allowed to admit? Do you have a favorite animal? I mean, I promise I won't tell them. We won't let them listen to this interview ever. I promise. Our lips are sealed.
Well, I think that my specialty are the horses. It's what I grew up, you know, it's what I was on a horse's back most of my childhood, and I love them. And, so I would guess, it's so hard to say, but, yeah, my favorite would have to be, the horses. But don't ask me for a favorite horse, because I could.
Oh, God forbid. Yeah. I've put you as far as I can. Well, all right, here's the deal. I grew up in the West, so I too grew up with horses. And the notion was that cows were actually smarter than horses. Is that true or not true? That we love horses because they're big and they're powerful and they're beautiful and they run fast, but that they're not too bright.
So what I love about horses is their spirit. And they are intelligent animals, but they're flight or fright. Fright and flight animals, and so if they're frightened, they're going to fight, or they're going to fly. They're going to go,
and it's easy to spook them.
It's easy to spook them. So you have to, you know, the training process is a lot more detailed than, for instance, the oxen that I had a couple of years ago touring with the show. They don't really think a lot about what's happening around them. They just do what they're asked to do. And that's an amazing animal to have when you have work to do. And that's why they plow fields and haul logs out of the woods. And they're amazing animals for that because they don't become frightened. They just do their job. I love horses because they're much more interesting than that. They are very intelligent animals. They just sometimes think a little bit too much.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you've heard the sort of notion of putting blinders on someone or blinders on a horse so they don't get distracted. So I guess that decreases the fight or flight. All right, my guest is Jenny Vidbell, who is the trainer for the Big Apple Circus, which will come to your town sooner or later. And what I would like to talk about when we come back, we can take a quick break here, because I know that the Big Apple Circus is renowned for rescue animals. And I thought what I'd like to do is talk with you a little bit about rescue animals, and especially what kinds of animals in what kind of situations. Because I think people pick animals based on nutty criteria, like how they look, as opposed to what kind of animal they really are. So I thought maybe you could help us with understanding that as a animal trainer par excellence who deals with elephants, oxen, horses, cats, and even the occasional dog. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Jenny Vibel, who is the animal trainer, the animal trainer for the Big Apple Circus, which is the creme de la creme of circuses. And Jenny, how long have you actually been with the Big Apple Circus?
This is my sixth season.
Great. What's the average life expectancy of an animal trainer in terms of work? That's kind of a rude question, isn't it? Oh, well.
Circuses are very forgiving of age with animal trainers because we're few and far between. It's hard to find a good one, and we're not aerialists or acrobats where our bodies are going to fail us later. We have a great connection with animals, and that can go on for years and years and years. So
you've got some job security here.
I have some job security. I don't think I want to be doing this when I'm 80 years old.
Who knows?
I'll have some animals for sure, but hopefully not. Putting on makeup.
Do you have kids?
No kids. I have eight.
You have the animals and the oxen and the elephant and yeah. All right. The Big Apple Circus is famous for rescue animals, and these are animals, especially the dogs. Are there any other rescue animals other than the dogs?
Actually, a few of my ponies are rescues, and two of my Arabians are rescues.
Great. Do you do anything with Mustangs, with the wild horses?
I haven't. I look for my horses in what they call, it's terrible, but they're kill pens, and they're horses that are headed to slaughter. And that's what I focus on, are these local and not-so-local horse auctions that have horses in desperate need of finding a home.
Right, let's start with the horses. What do you look for in a horse?
The perfect horse would be a super calm, very alert, very young, untouched horse. Ideally, I don't like to work with horses that have been trained by somebody else or started training because I don't know what that trainer's idea is. I go to these rescues and I can't help myself. I'm not looking for the horse that's going to be perfect for me in the circus ring. I'm looking for a horse that is in the greatest need, and then I take him home and I'll work with him accordingly. Typically,
so you're just like the rest of us. You're just an old softie. The one that looks up at you with big brown eyes. That one is the one that you take. Got it.
Exactly.
Good to know. All right. So let's talk.
I know what I'm looking at. You know, and when I see a horse that is not coming up to me, that's in the corner, then I know I'm going to have my work cut out for me because he's afraid. Sure he's afraid for a very good reason. And I'll plan on a couple years of not even training, just gaining trust, and then maybe moving on to training, and maybe that horse will never make it into the circus ring because of his previous life. And that's okay too, because I have a big enough farm that he can keep my retired animals.
Let's talk about people. Let's start just with apartment living. A lot of people that I know have dogs, and they seem to me to have wildly inappropriate dogs to live in a small space. So if you're going to, and I'm absolutely believe in rescue animals. So if you were giving people guidelines about what kind of dog to have in a small space, what would you suggest?
Oh, there's so many. in a small space, you know, I have a variety of dogs going from size to teeny tiny chihuahua size to my Great Dane. And I have noticed that the smaller dogs need a lot more exercise and time outside. They love it. And it could be, you know, like I've also had big dogs that need to be out a lot and love the outdoors. But I have two sheepdogs. Mixes and a Great Dane, and they adore being inside on their big cushy beds, and sometimes I have to actually beg them to come out and go for a walk because they just, and maybe it's because of their size, they just don't want to haul all that weight around.
I know exactly what they're feeling. All right, so you're saying so size is really not necessarily the determinant at all, but the personality of the dog.
It is, you know, and if you're rescuing, you know, they come in all ages too, and an older dog is not going to want to go out as much as a puppy or a young 1, 2, 3, 4 year old dog needs lots of exercise and lots of time outside. And as they get older, you know, I think they're like humans. They prefer to stay in, and especially in New York City, it's cold outside. Lots of commotion, and I think most of us would like to just lay on the couch and.
Now, we've seen all those ads, the really cute Kodak ads with a small baby, you know, the toddler, about 18 months, less than 2 years, and puppies. Good idea, bad idea?
I think that's a very bad idea.
Me too. I just was hoping you would agree.
Yeah, and there are gems out there. There are amazing dogs that are perfect around babies. But I feel like it's a big risk. It's a big risk that you're taking, and it's good to just keep them separate. I'm not saying that you can't have a puppy and a baby, but you have to be so cautious because the very best dog, puppy, could be in a situation where he's with the baby and he gets frightened for who knows what reason. The baby did something, maybe not, but it's a big risk, and I like to definitely stay away from that.
What age do you think a kid is old enough to be responsible for taking care of a pet, especially a dog, let's say?
Oh, my goodness. I know lots of animals and lots of children, and it really depends on an individual. You know, I think at 5 or 6 years old, they should start to understand, you know, their boundaries, you know, human and animal boundaries and what's acceptable and what's not. But, you know, everybody's different. So that's a really difficult question.
You're much more generous about it than I understand. They're just not going to take the responsibility for the dog. I mean, they may like the dog, but in terms of walking them and being responsible for them, I'd say nobody under 10. I think kids younger than that can play with the dog, but I don't think, you know, when the kid says, "But I promise I'll take care of it." Under 10, ignore.
Okay. So I did misunderstand there, yes. As far as responsibility for taking care of a dog, you're absolutely right. 10 to early teens is...
Yeah, at best.
The limit. Yeah.
All right. So I've got about 1 minute left. Tell me what's the best part about your job, assuming it's not the elephant poop.
You know, I love being a part of Big Apple Circus because they have so many wonderful outside of the circus programs, including clown care. I'm sure that you know.
Yep.
Clown care and
I do.
And after school programs. And so, you know, to be a part of the circus, which is what I love to do. I love my animals. I love to travel the country with my animals and to show them off. I love to be a part of the Big Apple Circus, which does so many amazing, wonderful things for so many. So,
so everybody should run off and join the circus. There you go.
Yes, join the Big Apple Circus.
Absolutely. My guest has been Jenny Vidal, who's the animal trainer for the Big Apple Circus, which is, if you live in New York, is going to be here at the end of October. If someplace else, check your local listings. Jenny, thanks, and I would love to say ERF, but that would be speaking a foreign language. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.